This essay first appeared in my weekly newsletter, The Work of Being, where I write once a week about work, learning, and judgment. I've spent a lot of time around people who are genuinely good at their jobs and also completely worn out. They're in meetings all day. They respond quickly. They say, oh, they stay on top of things. They're clearly trying. And yet, if you stop and ask a simple question, what's actually different because of all this effort? The answer is often unclear. That used to bother me in a vague way. I thought maybe I just didn't like how modern work feels. Eventually, I realized it's more specific than that. We've built entire work cultures that reward activity, even when nothing actually changes, and busy has become the most misleading signal we have. Here's the thing I learned from working with technology. In technical systems, activity doesn't count, only state change does. A document either exists or it doesn't. A record is either updated or it isn't. Code is either committed or it's still just an idea someone has. There's no real concept of kind of done. No one says, you know, trust me, the system is mostly updated. But in human work, we live in that gray zone all the time. We say things like, I'm working on it. We talked about it. It's in progress. We made some progress. Those sound responsible. They sound collaborative. They just don't tell you what changed. They describe motion, not arrival. This is where a lot of quiet stress comes from. When states are unclear, people start compensating on their own. They carry the uncertainty. They wonder, did that meeting actually do anything? Is someone else handling this or should I be? If I stop pushing, does this just stall out? That constant interpretation is exhausting. In software, undefined state is treated as a bug. In organizations, we mostly just live with it and then wonder why people burn out. One of the most destructive phrases in modern work is in progress. It sounds harmless, even virtuous, but it's often a way of avoiding the only question that matters. What will exist when this is done? If no one can answer that, work doesn't move forward. It just stretches. Meetings repeat. Emails pile up. Everyone stays busy and slightly uneasy. In technical systems, a process that never resolves is considered broken. In human systems, we often reward the people who are best at sustaining it. There's a very small shift that changes this immediately. Instead of asking, what are you working on? Ask, what will be different when this is done? That's it. That question forces clarity without being aggressive. It doesn't demand heroics. It just asks for precision. And precision, it turns out, is kind. This matters even more now because of AI. AI is very good at generating activity, drafts, options, variations, you know, all of it looks like progress. But if no one defines the target state, AI just accelerates the confusion. That's not an AI failure. It's a human one we've been getting away with for years. AI didn't create the problem. It just made it obvious. When state is clear, something interesting happens. Trust gets easier. You don't need reassurance when a thing exists. You don't need optimism when there's an artifact. You don't need to argue about progress when you can point to it. Shared reality replaces interpretation. That's how good systems feel calm, not because people care less, but because they don't have to keep everything in their heads. We resist this, I think, because state clarity feels risky. It forces commitment. It makes failure visible. It removes the cover of effort. Activity is socially safe. State is honest, but honesty in a well-designed system isn't punitive. It's stabilizing. It lets people stop performing busyness and start doing work that actually resolves. This isn't about turning people into machines. It's about acknowledging human limits. Humans are not great at tracking invisible progress, remembering verbal agreements, operating indefinitely in ambiguity. Good systems don't demand that we get better at those things, that they take the burden off. That's not cold or technical, it's humane. Once you start paying attention to state, a few things change quickly. Meetings either produce something or they don't happen. Work either completes or stops cleanly. Failure becomes survivable. Progress becomes visible and busy stops being impressive. Work starts to feel more solid, more honest, less draining.